Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for Sunday, April 19, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed at $400.62 on Friday, continuing a strong upward trend this week. The stock opened at $352.42 on Monday and gained momentum through the week, hitting $391.95 on Wednesday before a slight dip to $388.90 on Thursday, then closing at the weekly high of $400.62. That's nearly 14% gain in 5 trading days. Now, on to today's top stories. For years, thousands of Tesla HW3 owners across Europe have been waiting for full self-driving to arrive on their hardware. Last week, the Dutch vehicle authority RDW granted Tesla type approval for FSD supervised in the EU. Great news, right? Except the approved build only runs on the newer AI4 computer. HW3 cars like the 2019 Model 3 are left out entirely. Dutch Model 3 owner Misha Sigtermans, who paid €6,400 for FSD back in 2019, decided to call Tesla directly. He asked, "When is FSD coming to HW3? Tesla's recorded response, "No information about when it comes, or if it comes at all." When he pressed on what exactly he paid for, Tesla told him he paid for full self-drive capability, the exact word on his 2019 invoice. When he raised Elon Musk's own admission that HW3 isn't capable of unsupervised FSD, Tesla said it had no information about that either. Sigtermans has launched a collective claim website for European HW3 owners, and this latest response from Tesla is only going to fuel that legal push. In other legal news, Tesla is now fighting more than 20 active litigation fronts simultaneously, with total potential financial exposure reaching as high as $14.5 billion. That's according to a deep dive analysis by Electrek. The cases span wrongful death suits tied to autopilot, securities fraud, racial discrimination claims, and multiple federal regulatory investigations. The company's so-called hardcore litigation department, which Elon Musk announced back in 2022, is being tested like never before. In one shareholder fraud case, Tesla's lawyers actually argued that Musk's statements calling Tesla cars absurdly safe and autopilot superhuman were merely corporate puffery, vague happy talk no reasonable person would rely on. That defense may not hold up in court. And on the product side, Tesla has revived its anti-flipping strategy for the final run of Model S and Model X buyers of the limited signature edition, just 250 Model S units and 100 Model X units, all finished in an exclusive garnet red with gold accents, are being required to sign a no-resale agreement. The penalty for selling within the first year is $50,000 or the full resale value, whichever is greater. Both models are priced at $159,420 and come loaded with FSD, lifetime supercharging, and 4 years of premium service. Access is invite only. It's a dramatic farewell for a vehicle line that has been in production for more than a decade. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news. Thanks for listening.